Welcome to episode 26 of the Yuri Brito podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Our hope, of course, is to be able to publish these podcasts from Monday through Thursday. And we hope to present to you some helpful thoughts ranging from 5 to 10 minutes on a host of topics. And I hope this is helpful. Please leave a comment, share, subscribe. It's a delight to have you with us. The Ricky Gervais monologue at the Golden Globes has caught a lot of attention. Gervais actually said on Twitter that he's earned 300,000 new followers the same night after the comedian's bombastic roast. I don't want to go over all his jokes. Most of them were rated R, as you can expect from Gervais. And I'm sure by now most of you have at least heard or watched his 8-minute diatribe against the liberal elites, sitting elegantly and sipping luxuriously. The ire was almost immediate from the leftists. How dare someone criticize our way of being, our lifestyle choices, our wokeness, our promiscuity, our friendships. Notably, Gervais found himself in the unlikely company of conservatives who stood up and cheered not for the nominees in that building, but the ability to ferociously attack evil in their very den. It's a remarkable thing that atheists like Stephen Fry and Ricky Gervais and Bill Maher can speak truthfully to their fellow liberals. What gives them this ability is their loyalty to no God and no party. Now, their atheism will condemn them to eternity of hell, but in the meanwhile, their atheism gives them the ability to condemn the hell out of shallow ideologies that pervade Hollywood. Now remember that Hollywood worships all sorts of gods, which is why they dread those who worship no God. Hollywood has a commitment to the gods of perversion and money and sex, so they need to be cautious with their speech. They need to out-woke one another daily. They need to offer their petitions carefully. They need to kneel before their gods consistently. And they need to watch out to not offend their fellow superstars whose gods may share identical agents. Is it not interesting that in the scriptures, Yahweh uses enemies of the gospel to attack other enemies of the gospel? The Babylonians, for example, the Assyrians, crude atheists in our day, and so on. And the church applauds Ricky because a God denier took his bat and swung as hard as he could at the golden gods. The church applauds Ricky because deep inside she knows that she should have been swinging. But you know, it's a lot easier to let pagans do our work, isn't it? Remember, however, that when God lets pagans antagonize pagans, it's usually a sign that the church is not doing her work. Now, my summary from this entire Ricky Gervais brouhaha is that we need more Christian monologues attacking evil. Take away the crudeness, of course, and add winsomeness and gusto, and the church can do a better job than a perverted atheist attacking perverted false gods. Now, we can't all do this kind of work of rhetorical destruction and brutality as Ricky did, but we can all flee from those false gods that seduce us daily. We can all take a bat and swing at the empires of dirt with a heavy dose of faithfulness and hearty monologues of grace. We can all have more babies and raise an army of rhetoricians who can stand in their metaphorical pulpits and mock wickedness unswervingly. So yes, mighty cheer, saints. Keep swinging. Let's outdo Ricky, shall we? And teach him that our God mocks evil and destroys idols infinitely better. I'm your host, Yuri Brito, and this is the Yuri Brito Podcast.